Ma'aser Sheni, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches, 2:8. The Mishnah continues to consider questions about transferring Kedusha from one coin to another coin. In this Mishnah, we have two separate unrelated topics. The first is the question of whether one is allowed to take the Kedusha from all his copper coins and put them all onto silver. And the Mishnah says, Aporet Selim Ma'os, Ma'aser Sheni. If one transfers the Kedusha from his copper coins, Ma'ot, onto a Sela, a large silver coin, transfer the Kedusha of Ma'aser Sheni. Beishamai Omrim, Kol HaSela Ma'os. Beishamai says, no problem, you can transfer all of the coins, Kedusha, copper coins, onto that one big silver coin. So, for example, a Sela is equal to 768 Prutos, copper Prutos. So, for argument's sake, you could take all 768 Prutos you have of Ma'aser Sheni and put them onto a single coin of silver, a single Sela, and that's going to be much more convenient to you, and everything's going to be great. You'll go to Yerushalayim, you'll take that Sela of silver, and you'll spend it over there. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Shekel Kesef v'Shekel Maos. Beis Hillel says, no, you can't. He says you can do half of the Sela worth onto a silver coin, and the other half you have to keep as copper. The word Shekel, the coin, the Shekel, is half of a Sela. Silver Shekel, silver Sela. So Beis Hillel are saying you could do half the amount of copper onto silver coins, but the other half should remain as copper. Beis Hillel's rationale is that everyone transfers their copper coin Kedusha onto silver coins, and they go to Yerushalayim just with silver coins, they may be more convenient in terms of how much the schlep is to bring the coins to Yerushalayim. But once you're there, if everyone has silver coins, then there'll be a huge demand to exchange silver for copper. It's kind of like you're going to the grocery store and all you have is $100 bills, so you need to make a lot of change or else you're not going to be able to get proper value. So that being the case, there'll be a big rush on the copper coin market, if you will, which will push the price of copper coins up relative to silver coins. Today, I know a quarter is exactly four quarters to $1. But in those times, there was a spread that the exchange people made, just as today, when you want to change, dollars for euros or euros for shekels, there's an exchange rate. So there was an also from silver to copper. So the concern was, if everyone wants copper, supply and demand, there'll be a huge demand for copper, insufficient supply, and the price of copper will go up. The net effect being that people will get fewer copper coins for the silver coins and therefore have less Ma'aser Sheni money to spend in Yerushalayim. And we do not want Ma'aser Sheni to get lost, the value to get lost. So therefore, Beis Hillel says, you can do half your copper coins on silver, but the other half should stay as copper, so you have small money, and therefore there won't be a rush on the copper coins in Yerushalayim, and therefore copper prices will stay low, and therefore there won't be a loss of value of Ma'aser Sheni. Beis Shammai ostensibly is just not concerned about that. Second of all, now a new part of the Mishnah. In fact, let me stop there for a second. There's a question here. The din is like Beis Hillel, so it means you can do half of your coins onto silver and half after minutes copper. There's a question here, which is, usually, the halacha is always like Beis Hillel, but usually Beis Hillel are the mekilin, they're the more lenient ones. And here, ostensibly, Beis Hillel, according to the explanation I just gave you, the Bartanura's explanation, Beis Hillel are being more strict. They're disallowing you from transferring all your copper coin Kedusha to silver coins, whereas Beis Shammai is being lenient and allowing you to do so. If that's the case, there is in Maseches Edios what's seen as definitive list of all the times that Beis Hillel is the Machmer and Beis Shammai is the Mekel. And if the Pshat in the Mishnah is how I just described it, so then this Mishnah should appear on that list, but it doesn't. And that being the case, the Bali Tosfos understand that that's not the Pshat in the Mishnah. The Pshat in the Mishnah is not that Beis Shammai allows you to transfer everything onto silver if you want to. Rather, Beis Shammai are Machmer and require you to. They say you must put your copper coin Kedusha onto silver coins. And according to the Tosfos, the reason why Beis Shammai would have that stringency and require such a thing of you is because copper simply is not a great long-term store of value, because copper tends to oxidize. It gets that green patina on it. It kind of wastes away, kind of rusts away. And that being the case, you'll end up losing copper, losing value. And to keep it more stable, Beis Shammai require keeping those copper coins on silver. At least that's according to Tosfos' Pshat. Okay. Now, the second part of the Mishnah is a new question altogether. The question is, if you say, for example, have half a dinar worth of Ma'aser Sheni food and half a dinar worth of Ma'aser Sheni coins, can you put the food and coins together and deconsecrate them both, putting the kedusha onto a single whole, let's say, whole dinar silver coin. Is that permitted? So Rabbi Meir Omer, ein machal in kesef uperos ala kesef. Rabbi Meir says, no, you can't. You may not transfer kesef, silver, money, and peros, food, onto a single coin. You're not allowed to do that, whereas the Chacham matir, and the Chacham say, yes, you could, there's no problem. The Halach is like the Chacham, so there's no problem in doing so, but Rabbi Meir doesn't allow, and the question is why. And the answer is that when it comes to this, the possibility of transferring Kedusha off of a coin to another coin, that's learned out from a pasuk, the pasuk v'tarta b'kesef, that you're allowed to transfer onto coins that are spendable, whereas, and that's called simple chilul, deconsecration. Whereas the primary, let's call it, mitzvah, possibility of transferring from the foodstuffs, the original Maaser Sheni produce, onto coins, is learned from a different pasuk. That pasuk is v'nasata b'kesef, you could put it onto coins, silver if you want to, and that's called pidyon. It's a whole different thing. You're totally transforming the nature of this fruit from being sanctified fruit or grain, whatever it is, to being deconsecrated, profane, chulin fruit. So Rabbi Meir doesn't like the idea of doing both of those things, both pidyon and chilul, at the same time onto a single coin because they're coming from two different avenues. He doesn't think you should do those two things together. The Chachamim say it's not a problem, and the halacha is like the Chachamim.